Hello, hello, my fellow laugh aficionados. Welcome back to another rollicking episode of Pun Intended. I'm your host, Gigglesmith Gina, coming to you with a suitcase full of chuckles straight from the heart of China. Today we're diving into the delightful world of Chinese jokes, unpacking the punchlines that whisk us away on a cultural comedy tour. So buckle up, grab your chopsticks, and let's stir-fry some giggles. First up, why don't secrets last in a Chinese restaurant because of too many leaks? And how does a dumpling get into a good mood? It just goes with the wanton flow. Oh, and what did one plate of dim sum say to the other? I'm steamed if I do and fried if I don't. Ah, the culinary comedy is simply delicious, isn't it? Moving on to the literary laughs. What's a Chinese chef's favorite book? Walking through the classics. And why do dragons never go hungry in China? They eat whatever they want on. These jokes aren't just funny, they're like a little walk of cultural insights. Now, let's take a hilarious hike to the Great Wall with some historical humor. Why did the emperor go to school? To improve his dragon handwriting. And here's a classic Confucius gem. Man who run in front of car get tired, but man who run behind car get exhausted. Even ancient wisdom comes with a chuckle. Giggle, and speaking of running, let's jog over to Tech Town where the jokes are as fast as the broadband should be. Why don't Chinese tech companies play hide and seek? Because good luck hiding when everyone can track your location. Or how about this one? What do you call a slow internet connection in China? The great weight of China. Before we wrap up today's Laugh Fest, let's not forget the tourist's teasers. Ever tried asking for directions at the Great Wall? You might end up on another wall entirely. And why don't secrets last in Beijing? Because even the walls have ears. The Great Walls. Oh, my sides are aching. But alas, it's time to close the curtain on today's episode. Remember, wherever you are in the world, laughter is the universal language that connects us all. So keep laughing, keep loving, and I'll catch you next time on Pun Intended. Until then, keep your puns sharp and your spirits high. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to visit us at mathjokes.net for your daily dose of humor. Bye-bye now.